the Hits Radio.
Ian Jay tonight with us forever on the Hits Radio Breakfast. Good morning. I'm Daryl, posh producer Sam here as well. It's all good. 8 minutes past eight. This is the Hits Radio. It is time to put a celebrity up against a listener in the ultimate game of concentration. Let's play Beat the Star, shall we? So every Monday we like to do this, a celebrity versus a listener. All this week we are doing an in-betweeners special. So every day between now and Thursday, a member of the in-betweeners is going to be playing Beat the Star. The new movie is out on Wednesday. Playing against James Buckley from the in-betweeners, a.k.a. Jay, this morning is Ruby and Basingstoke. Hi, Ruby and Basingstoke.
Hello.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What's Basingstoke like this morning?
Sunny.
Yeah, good. Oh, right. Yeah, good. Excellent.
It's quiet.
That took you a minute, didn't it? It's not quite working up there yet, has it? Okay, Ruby, are you familiar with the game of Beat the Star? Do you understand the game?
Yeah.
Okay, for those people who aren't quite sure, we play the answer the question before game. So I ask a question, then I ask a second question, and then you have to start answering from that second question constantly throughout the whole time answering the question before. It'll become apparent as we go along if you're confused a little bit.
I'll give you an example.
Go on.
Daryl, what is your name? Complete the name of the song. Crazy blank love.
Daryl.
Yeah.
And so on
and so on and continued. So, you've got 60 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can. Ruby, we're going to play your round in a little bit, but first, shall we hear how James Buckley, a.k.a. Jay from The Inbetween, has got on playing Beat the Star?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we are. This is what happened. So, obviously, first I explained the premise of Beat the Star to them, and it went down like a lead balloon.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, this is...
James is out.
I'm bad at games.
Keep going as much as you can.
It's a classic.
Yeah? You good for this?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
All right, we've got a time, we've got 60 seconds. James, you're 60 seconds playing Beat the Star. Starts now. Complete the lyric. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm... Will I Am was part of which famous pop group before going solo?
You answer the first one now, James.
happy?
Okay. Nicole Scherzinger's husband is famous for which sport?
Black Eyed Peas.
When is the FIFA World Cup due to take place? The next one.
Formula One.
What is the capital of Australia?
2018.
Calvin Harris split from which popular singer earlier this year?
Don't know the capital of Australia.
It's one of those ones.
Canberra. You have to be kidding.
Blake's just told me it's Canberra.
Are you okay, fine, we'll go with that. Egypt is famous for its landmarks in which shape?
And then obviously I didn't hear the last question.
Because you're panicking about the Australian one.
Calvin Harris split.
Calvin Harris.
No, that's not the answer.
Don't.
Okay, move on. A BLT... And that's it, your 6 seconds are up.
Pyramids!
Okay, how many did we get? My producer, how many? Four? With four. You did all right, that's not so
bad. I said pyramids at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, no, five. I'm being told five. One extra.
Great. Right. Thank you.
We gave him pyramids in the end, I think, did we, Sam? Was that the idea?
We had to give him pyramids.
After such an awful effort of Beat the Star. Ruby and Basingstoke, that is what you've got to beat. You've got five to get on Beat the Star. How are you feeling about your chances?
Really nervous.
James kind of struggled a little bit, didn't he, actually, to be fair to
him?
Alright, we'll play your round of Beat the Star. You okay to hang on the phone there for a minute?
Yeah.
Alright, five to beat from James Buckley from the Inbetweeners. Ruby from Basingstoke plays Beat the Star after Katy Perry. I used to
bite
my tongue.
The Hits Radio.
Katy Perry Raw on the Hits Radio Breakfast. Good morning. It is Monday morning, live across the UK. It's 8:15. We're kicking off a week-long special of Beat the Star. Every single day this week, we're going to be putting up a cast member from the Inbetweeners against a listener in the ultimate game of concentration. So far, James Buckley, a.k.a. Jay from the Inbetweeners, has just gone with his round. He got five questions correct, playing the answer the question before game. Ruby in Basingstoke is playing against him this morning. Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
So five to beat from James. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Okay, you know the drill though, right? I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to ask you the second question immediately after that, and you need to start answering from that second question, constantly answering the question before as we go through. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. Ruby, with five to beat against James Buckley from the Inbetweeners on the Inbetweeners special of Beat the Star. Let's play Beat the Star! Ruby, your 60 seconds starts now. Which Calvin is most closely associated with EDM? How many members of 5 Seconds of Summer are there?
I don't know.
Popcorn is commonly associated with which social event?
5.
How many portions of fruit are you advised to have every day?
Cinema.
What colour is Ed Sheeran's hair?
5.
The landmark Big Ben can be found in which city in the United Kingdom?
Ginger.
Which item of food would you associate with a birthday?
It's a terrible question.
Sorry, Ruby.
London.
How many wheels are on a tricycle?
8.
The expression cats and dogs is closely associated to which type of weather?
3.
Which member of the boy band McFly is singer Ellie Goulding currently dating?
Raining.
Calabro was a product of... That is your 60 seconds up. Shall I finish that question?
Finish that question.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Calabro was a product of which TV talent show?
Dougie.
You went for Dougie. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, Ruby, that was a real good effort. That was really good. You stormed through those questions.
That was amazing.
Posh producer Sam, do we have a score for Ruby? Don't forget, she's got 5 to beat from James from the Inbetweeners this morning.
5 to beat. Ruby, you got 2 wrong, but you got... 8 correct.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Go,
that is really good.
Ruby. Amazing. Congratulations. So you absolutely hammered James from the Inbetweeners.
Great job.
Congrats. You can hold your head high in Basingstoke today. So well done, Ruby. It's currently then 1-0 to the listeners in the Inbetweeners special of Beat the Star. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day in Basingstoke, Ruby.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think it's going to be Blake from The Inbetweeners. I think tomorrow, the guy who plays Neil.
Yes.
Who, in The Inbetweeners, is a little bit... I don't know what's the polite word. He's a bit slower than the rest, isn't he?
Easily distracted.
Easily distracted. Is the very polite way of describing Neil from The Inbetweeners. However, Blake, the opposite. The guy who plays him is super smart. We'll see how he gets on playing Beat the Star tomorrow morning on the Hits Radio Breakfast. Ariana Grande first. Good morning. The Hits Radio.